Today, as a church, we enter into this journey of Advent. And at the heart of it is a journey of anticipation. We are waiting for something, but we are being busy. We are being vigilant as we wait. And when I think about the whole idea of waiting in anticipation, I always remember the experience that I had with one of my friends that we started together the seminary, and after the first year, he discerned that God was calling him into something different. So he left the seminary and he got married. I had the privilege of being the best man at their wedding. After some time, they called me to let me know that they are expecting their first baby. And they were very excited. And I said, you know what? I'll be checking on them every month. I'll be calling them every month, particularly to ask, how is the waiting coming along? And every time I spoke with them, there was something going on. The first time they were thinking about which room they will have for the baby in their home. They were thinking about what color they need to paint the room. They were thinking about what kind of furniture they need to put in the room. And as the waiting was kind of getting nearer and nearer, they were thinking about how can they involve their parents in babysitting. Every time I spoke with them, they were waiting for the baby, but something was going on, getting ready to receive this special gift that God has given them. They had their first baby. Everything was fine. Everything was great. 2 months ago, they had their second baby. And trust me, it was the same story for their second baby as well. Waiting in anticipation. It was not a passive waiting. They were actively getting ready. They were actively working so that when the baby arrives, they are ready for the baby. They are ready to welcome their baby. That is waiting in anticipation. When you think about the season of Advent, we are waiting for the baby Jesus. When you think about the season of Advent, it's a chance for us as a people of faith to wait in anticipation. It's not a passive waiting. It's about being vigilant. It's about being alert. It's about preparing our hearts so that when this baby arrives, the baby will find a good place to stay in each one of us. That's the meaning of Advent for us. It's a time that we wait in anticipation. So, my brothers and sisters, as we start this first week of Advent, I want to invite you to consider two things. When you talk about being alert, being vigilant, I want you to consider two things as we enter into this season of Advent. The first one, I want you to consider slowing down in the course of these few weeks. Within your own context, within your own working environment, I invite you to find ways of slowing down. Because if we don't do that, then we can miss this opportunity of waiting in anticipation. So I invite you to slow down in this season of Advent. The second thing I invite you to consider is opening up your heart. Because often as we get closer to Christmas, sometimes the focus is so much on getting our environment ready. We put up the Christmas tree, the Christmas lights, and that's beautiful, that's wonderful. But God is asking us that we prepare our hearts as well. And we can do that by opening up our hearts so that God can guide us. God can make us ready to receive His Son. So remember, slow down and open up your hearts.